Dating in Sacramento is a complete dumpster fire. But the stories really are funny.
Yeah.
Now it's Cody's red flag warning.
Manners matter. So do first impressions. And that's what happened to Leah on a first date. Leah from Carmichael. How'd you guys meet?
Online. We had some good texts back and forth, and we decided to meet at BJ's in Folsom.
Okay.
It wouldn't have been my first choice, you know, since the place is so loud, but I just went with it.
You're not kidding, man. That place is really loud.
Oh, my God. It's the worst. I got there about 15 minutes ahead of time, and he was 20 minutes late. Not a big deal. Not a huge deal, you know, but, like, a text saying he was running late would have been nice.
Yeah, you mean he didn't send one?
No. We ordered, and as he's eating, he's, like, spilling about half of his food down his beard, which was absolutely disgusting. Then some barbecue sauce spilled on his sleeve, and I kid you not, he licked it off.
Oh, my gosh. A grown man. Yeah.
Did he, like, lift his shirt up and, like, give it a good lick, or was there was just a little bit on the
she
side
said
of
it was
his
on the sleeve?
Oh, it was a good lick with a lot of tongue. It was Then he wanted to get dessert, so he asked me if I wanted some, and really all I wanted to do was leave, so I said, no, thanks. And did that stop him? No. He went right ahead and ordered dessert for himself, and I could have left then, but I decided to be polite and stay, which was a big mistake. He's eating his dessert, one of those, like, pizookies.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, but it felt like he was like a five-year-old. Like, order something else on a date. I don't know.
True.
Like, dropping these brownie crumbs and ice cream on the table and his pants. And then he reaches down and with his fingers scoops, like, them off the table, then off his pants, and puts his fingers in his mouth. And then he asked if I wanted a bite.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that was it for me. I got money out of my purse, put it on the table, thanked him, and then I walked out the door. It was bad.
It's just sloppy, and it's weird, but I can't give him five flags.
Really?
Here's why. I'm only going to give three. Not saying that wasn't terrible, but he's not necessarily a bad guy. He's just a sloppy guy that has no table manners and was never, obviously, not raised right. So I'll give him three.
Pat, Tom, and Cody.
105.1.
KNCI.